Hello, and you are listening to the Tech and Tonic Podcast, Season 2, Episode 37. To be fair, this is like our 65th episode already, like in total. So, yeah, we've been running for over 2 years.
Slightly over 2 years.
Yeah, slightly over 2 years. And we're nearing the end of our season already as well. We will be ending our season before Christmas, right? But we will tell you what to buy during Christmas, or for Christmas at least, you know, so that you can get your last minute Christmas shopping done. But we're not going to be talking about that today. Today, we are back in Tech and Tonic, and we are talking about all things tech, and we're discussing about all things tech as well. And we're joining me, Darwin, and Jeevan again for today's episode.
Yo.
Right, so as usual, you know, we don't have a guest. We want to bring a guest, but it's really difficult to bring a guest right now because it's still the pandemic season, so we're a bit iffy about it and we're being very cautious. But anyway, today's episode, right, we're going to be starting like last week again with the news. Okay, so last week, JBL launched something, okay? It's quite special because this is their 75th anniversary around the world. 75th anniversary may not sound like a big deal if you compare them to like other audiophile brands, but 75 years is a long time in audio.
75 years is a long time for any company, actually.
Yeah, and that also means they really know how to make audio stuff, right? We ourselves have JBL headphones and we kind of like them.
Yeah.
But this one is quite different because this is a wireless headphone, wireless noise cancelling headphones, and they call it the JBL Tour 1, and there's a TWS version, JBL Tour Pro Plus TWS. Very long name. Again, I keep telling people they need to name their thing shorter.
Wait, but anyway, Pro Plus, where's the Pro?
Well, I don't know. So these are quite high-end stuff, okay? They're comparable. The prices are comparable to the Sony headphones and earphones. So the JBL Tour 1, okay, this is the over-ear noise-cancelling headphone, which is very clever. And it's got its own algorithm and whatnot, adaptive noise-cancelling and whatnot. It costs $1,699, which is about the same as the Sony WH-1000X Mark IV. We've never tried it, but I kind of know which one I'll buy.
Yeah, but still, it's expensive though.
It is. We haven't tried it. We're requesting for a review unit right now. So JBL, if you're hearing this, we would really like to try it, okay? And we want to know what's the difference between this and the Sony and which one we should buy. Or at least we want to tell people which one they should buy. Hopefully, swing to you lah. But the true wireless earphones as well, the earbuds, okay, is very, very comparable in terms of spec also to the Sony WF-1000X Mark IV, and it's also priced the same, 1099 ringgit. Again, I know which one I want.
Yeah. At least for us, we've tried one and we trust one brand's audio quality.
Yeah.
To a point where you put any other audio product beside this specific product, we are defaulting to that brand.
Right. I mean, if you put a Sennheiser beside it, you might swing to the Sennheiser, but the Sennheiser is in a slightly different price point. The same as the Bang & Olufsen, they are completely different price points. Right? And at this price point, we kind of think that there's no better ones than the Sony, to us, at least.
So JBL, we would like to be proven wrong.
Yes, please prove us wrong. This is kind of a challenge. Anyway, Asian Games. There was some news last week about Asian Games. And they are now adding, this is not a sports channel, by the way, they are now adding esports titles into their tournament. Is that right?
Yeah. So we're talking about the Asian Games, like it's kind of like the Olympics, but for Asia.
Yeah, This is,
and they are adding 7 medals that are esports related.
This is the Asia Olympics. Anyway, it's gonna happen in Hangzhou, China, in 2022, September 2022, and they've included titles like Dota 2, expected. League of Legends, also very expected. FIFA as well. Street Fighter 5. Now, the next few titles are a bit weird. Okay, not so in the not so weird category, there's AOV, Arena of Valor. I don't understand why I kind of think they should have went with Mobile Legends. To me,
yeah.
Right, because that's a more popular game. Hearthstone.
This one puzzles me because how do you... Like, I can understand the whole tournament thing, but it's Hearthstone.
Yeah.
It's a trading card game. Why not put Pokemon trading card game there then?
You kind of can pay to win for Hearthstone, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, you have to be really good at it lah, to win all that much. Then there's Dream 3 Kingdoms 2. What is that? I've never...
Yeah, I don't know what game this is. I've never heard of it. I think it might be one of those Dynasty Warriors or strategy games out there.
Go with StarCraft. I don't know. It's okay. Then there's PUBG Mobile. Why? Like, why? Just why? Why go for the mobile version? Anyway, these are the new games that are going to be in Asian Games, and they are medaled events, right? So let's see. I don't know.
They apparently will help a country win medals.
Cool. Cool. Anyway, YouTube was also in the news last week, but for the right reason. So recently they have done away with the dislike button. Not to say dislike button, the dislike rating, or at least you can't see it anymore. You can dislike the video still, but you're not going to be able to view it in public. Like, you won't know if that video has any dislikes or not.
But creators will still know.
Yeah, creators will still know. So
apparently they broke the internet with this. Because people like dislike bombing videos and creators?
To be fair, that's not very nice. If you are part of that culture, please don't do it. Like,
yeah, it's really, really not nice to see like a video just get disliked. Yeah. Especially if you just dislike that person.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, content creators work very hard for their contents a lot of times. So to dislike bomb someone, and especially if they put that much effort into their contents. I know there are contents that look really effortless, but a lot of times these contents are actually worth a lot of work, a lot of hours, okay, and a lot of time sometimes. So that's not very nice. So don't do it. This is why YouTube did that. Like,
yeah, and
it was a good idea at first, but now no.
Yeah, but we content creators still can see dislikes.
Yeah, and it's not very nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, Acer was also in the news last week. They, at least in Malaysia, they launched the new Aspire Vero.
I like this laptop.
I like the look of it. I don't understand the price.
Price aside, I like what the laptop stands for.
The laptop stands for very noble things and very lofty ideas. I do get that, right? Because this is made from, at least 30% of it is made from recycled plastic. RPC.
Yeah, and
like that.
While PRC. PCR plastics.
PCR, right? Yeah.
So when you're looking at other companies, yes, they have said they're going to use PCR plastics. Nobody has told us how many percent they are using. Nobody has justified why they don't want to use more, aside from Acer and the Vero series.
Yeah, so most of the laptop, not most, actually 30% of the laptop is not most of the laptop, but a lot of the surfaces that you touch are going to be plastic. Believe me, they are not flimsy plastic. They actually are very high quality recycled plastics. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's very encouraging. I like the look of it. The bare look of it is actually very pretty because there's some yellow elements to it. It's gray, and it looks kind of funky. It actually looks very fresh.
Right? I actually like the fact that there are no stickers on it.
Yeah, it looks, it kind of looks like a lemon peel. Like they've added lemon peel into the thing. But it actually looks very pretty. Even the Intel logo is not really a sticker. It's actually embossed into the chassis of it. So it looks very pretty. And they say that they are trying to make it as serviceable and as upgradable as possible, which means that you can just easily disassemble it with your normal tools at home, apparently. Okay, and this comes into play with that whole right to repair thing and stuff like that. So we like the idea very much. But yep, for the i5 version, okay, you're getting in at $3,399. That may not sound so bad. The i7 is at $4,299. I kind of think that's not overly bad, but I kind of think for a plastic laptop, you should make it cheaper.
I understand why prices might be that high, but at the same time, we're coming into territory where you are basically going to be topping up 100, 200 ringgit to get a gaming laptop.
Yeah. Yes. The Nitro 5 goes for about 4,999, and you're getting a decent one at that, like a powerful one at that. This one does not come with a graphics card. Okay, it comes with Intel's Iris Xe, if I'm not wrong. It's basically the integrated graphics from Intel. And it is good looking. It is very pretty, but for plastic? And it's not light either. It's actually 1.7 kilograms, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, and also...
it's plastic.
It's kind of like... encroaching on your Swift X territory as well.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about this, I think, next week. We're lining this up for next week. We're not going to delve too much into it. Okay, but they've launched that. And if you are interested, you know, go to the showroom, have a look. And I think you like it very much. I think a lot of people like it. And it's good. Okay, it's pretty. It's actually very pretty. Okay, Astro was in the news last week. I kind of think that they are a bit late to this game. They are Ultra boxes. They are TV boxes now, right? The 4K and Full HD boxes. They now can stream everything, including your Netflix, your HBO, and your Disney Plus.
Yeah, so to clarify, you cannot stream anything yet. Update only allows Netflix to be streamed on through the box.
Right.
Only one app just has been launched, with more to come in Q1.
Okay, my mistake. I was a bit excited, but at the same time, I kind of think they're a bit late to the game, isn't it?
They are, but at the same time, like, the thing that I figured out when I was writing the article is that there's a lot of fine print to what they're promising.
Right, okay. So you're still better off with an Android TV.
If you're subscribing for Netflix through Astro, you're only getting the basic package, which is two screens.
Really?
And HD, yes.
Really? So your Ultra box is useless.
And to get to the full HD package, you have to top up about 10 ringgit.
Oh, that's a lot of fine print.
Yes. And then all the other apps, there are all sorts of fine prints here and there. Even packages, like, I will give it to them. Their current new structure makes it one of the cheapest they've had in years.
Mm-hmm.
But if, let's say, you want your Chinese channels, your Indonesian channels, your Tamil channels, that's an extra charge for all the packages, aside from the free one that comes with any of your packages that you subscribe for.
Right. But that's Astro has charged.
Yeah, but the thing is, these three subclasses of channels are not in any of the bigger packages at all. So no matter what, you still have to pay for them.
Yeah. So that's how Astro has always charged its users anyway, and that's why it can get very expensive. And I kind of think if you're sharing your, like, let's say streaming accounts, let's say Disney Plus, your Netflix, even Amazon Prime or HBO Go with your friends and your family, I kind of think it's still more worth it for you to go on those if you don't actually watch like the on-demand channels.
Yeah, so yeah. I think it tops off at about 219 ringgit. This is with your subscription for Netflix,
okay,
the basic subscription, and your HBO Go,
Disney Plus,
and TVB Anywhere Plus or something like that.
Yeah, whatever it is. Anyway, yeah. Windows launched something last week. They launched the Windows 11 SE, which is like a completely trimmed down version of Windows that you can use kind of like a web-based version of Windows.
It's basically Chrome, Windows Chrome OS without the Chrome store.
Yeah. So
from what we know, it's basically Windows 11 without the Windows store with limited access to what third-party apps you can install.
Yeah, so you get this in a lot of like the Surface Go type of devices and the tablet devices that are running mostly SoCs, not Intel devices mostly. And this is basically a completely lightened version of Windows, right? So it's a stripped down version of Windows, that's it.
Yeah, and this time they're catering it or at least marketing it towards education. To be very honest, we have seen a lot of schools that need more than just your basic Microsoft or Google Suite.
Yeah, and they're still better off with Google Chrome anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, last week, Malaysia see a very interesting launch as well, right? This is a collaboration between IKEA and ROG. And this has been, you know, teased a long time by IKEA, and it started out in China actually, right? And finally it's here, the ROG IKEA collaboration stuff, and not long after the US got it. I have to point it out, right? US got it like a week, 2 weeks earlier, and now it's in Malaysia, so we're not that late.
I'm actually surprised it came to Malaysia so fast.
Me too, but at the same time, have you seen the stuff?
Yes, it's, to be very honest, there's only one actual ROG IKEA collaboration. The rest are all just pre-existing IKEA stuff that has been lumped into gaming peripherals now.
Right, so there's, like what Jeevan says, there's not many that's actually non-existing products. All of these, most of these stuff are already existing products that they kind of have a new colorway and call it a gaming peripheral. Even kind of the chair has existed, right? It is an actual chair. They can just kind of change the color scheme.
Yeah, so two of them are actually not even changed color scheme.
The pegboard, especially.
Yeah.
The pegboard is the same pegboard that you're getting. It's either white, gray, or brown.
Yeah. The only lineup which was designed with ROG, you know how ROG has the Republic of Gamers font and they have it emblazoned over their packaging and sometimes over some of the PCs?
Yep.
Yeah, you have that design on one or two of the tables, and it's basically on the legs of the table. That's
No. There's also some on the pegboard accessory. Right, so the catches and stuff like that. I've seen those. I kind of want those. I kind of dig those look, right? Because it's not very expensive, okay? The pegboard accessories are just like 49 ringgit. The table itself is quite expensive. The
2,499.
Yeah, that's for the bigger one, right? For the smaller one, it's 2,299, which is really expensive, actually.
The chair is about 1,000 ringgit.
The chair itself, the one that they launched, is 699 ringgit. It's not the most comfortable chair, in my opinion. And it's not the best gaming chair that you can find. It's not even a gaming chair, it's an office chair.
It's a mesh chair with ergonomic support.
Yeah, and I think somebody on social media has posted that they've broken the chair.
The hell? That was quick.
Yeah, they've broken the lumbar support of the chair. Somehow, I have no idea how. This is the first time I'm seeing that, but that happened. Yes, the red spine of it was broken. I have no idea how that happened. According to the website, I think the chair is good for about 130 kilograms. That's what I know. As far as I know. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But 130 kilograms is a lot of weight.
Yes.
So however this person broke it, I have no idea. I kind of find there was a few interesting things that they also sort of launched, okay, with the ROG branding. But there's no ROG branding on this. The headphone stand. The headphone
that
stand
is actually a very pretty thing.
Is yeah, but there's no ROG branding on it, so I don't actually understand why they launched it with ROG branding.
So we received two press releases for this.
Yeah, one from IKEA, one from ROG.
Yeah, in the ROG press release, they were very specific to say that only one line was co-developed by them.
Right.
And I can't remember the name of the line. It's some weird Swedish name. But
whatever it is.
The rest of it, basically, they have provided insights from their gamer community. That's right. It.
Yeah, so what I bought when I went to see was their cup holder. That's it.
Aha.
Yeah, because I kind of think that is the most interesting stuff.
Doesn't the cup holder need the table's hole to screw in?
Yes. No, so you don't need a table hole to screw in. It's basically a G-clamp that you can just put on your table. Right, so you can just clamp it to your table and it would, you know, put cups on the side. I have a few complaints about it, but it's doing well so far. Or at least it's holding my drinks well so far. So I'm not going to complain about it too much and we're not going to talk about that. But it kind of leads us to this question, like, do we need all this stuff for gaming? And like, if you're going to build a gaming setup, what should you focus on?
Okay, since we're already starting off on furniture, you don't need a gaming chair per se.
You don't.
You just need something that gives you good back support. Has, for me, personally, I look for ones with metal wheel supports. Because the ones that are made of plastic tend to break on me.
Right. So
yeah,
you also have to check the seat weight rating, right?
Yeah.
You gotta buy a chair that fits you. You can't buy a chair that's too big or too small for you. You're not gonna be very be comfortable in it. And one thing I've learned, memory foam is always good. Memory foam is good. Yeah.
And make sure that the chair has enough padding. We learned this in the office.
Yeah. We bought some cheap gaming chairs. It was fine for a while until it's not.
I think it was fine for less than 3 months and then we were like, we need to upgrade.
Yeah, we invested in better chairs after that. But yeah, these are very important stuff. But you don't actually need gaming chairs. You need to be fair, you can just get a normal office chair that you're comfortable with and you can sit on for hours. They are designed for long hours of things, okay, for you to sit on, right? So you are going to be okay with that.
The other thing when it comes to tables, no, you don't need a gaming table.
There's no such thing as a gaming table.
There is now. You have people like Cooler Master and IKEA selling you gaming tables.
Yeah, but they are just normal office tables that are just sort of sold as gaming counterparts.
Yeah, for me, I would go with a table that is raisable so that you can do some work while standing.
Those ergonomic tables, yeah. High-adjustable ones.
And just simply because sitting down for long periods of time can literally be a pain in the back.
Yeah, but at the same time, again, tables. You can just buy a normal office table that you're comfortable with, that fits your budget. And I kind of think any table works. As long as it works for you, it kind of works. And that's, and I think the most important part out of all this is kind of the rig itself, right? That should kind of be the where you should be spending your money on.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that if you're looking at creating a gamer setup or probably buying something for your gamer is what goes into the computer itself.
Yeah, and in the previous episodes, we've always said, yeah, buy a gaming laptop right now because everything
the
else is really
expensive.
The package, you know, but
is, yeah, more affordable than
right now, at this point. Yeah, at this point. But if you are still hard up on, you know, building a rig, I kind of think you can go for slightly older parts. Now, yeah. Intel has just launched their 12th generation stuff, and from early reviews, it's great for gaming. But if you only if you have the money to stomach the hardware.
Right? Yeah. So we don't really have news on when it's going to be available in Malaysia yet. I think it's becoming available right now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have AMD Ryzen processors, which, to be very honest, have been really good, even with video editing and stuff like that.
Yeah. But at the same time, yes, the new, if you're going to look for the newer 5000 series, you are going to have to spend a little bit of money and some sweat trying to find the item or even waiting for the stock to arrive.
Yeah.
There are already, you know, ready stocks for 3000 series and even Intel 10th generation chips, if you really don't mind. And if you're really desperate for a PC, it will still last you for a few years. That's definitely, right? And if you can find a good stock, a good old stock of the old GPUs, like the GTX versions, you're still going to be okay, right? Even the RTX 20 series are still going to be okay for your build if you really want one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think at this point, if you're not going to be shelling out $5,000 for a GPU, a good bet would be to go for the RTX 2060 and 2070.
Yeah.
They are available slightly higher than the recommended retail price.
Right.
But it's still not that old. And it's not that old that you will be missing out on much. So the 2070 can do ray tracing quite well.
Yeah, and 2070, 2060, these are, you know, I kind of think quite standard for gaming these days. So you're not going to be able to play a lot of the new AAA titles on ultra settings if you're going to go for a 2060. If you're going for a 2070, you're getting a very capable card. Okay, just make sure that they are in a reasonable range, because they can get quite expensive because people are taking advantage at this point of the stock shortage.
I think for us, a reasonable range would be within the 2,000 to 3,000 range.
Yeah, because it's an older GPU already.
Yeah. And the RTX anything series, above that, no.
Yeah, the RTX 30 series is nearly 1 year now, or it's a bit more than 1 year old now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be paying that much for a 20 series anymore. Unless you're desperate.
Yeah. So that is one portion of it. I think once you have your CPU and your GPU, if you're going for older stuff, I would still go for Ryzen. Just because you get more power from the older Ryzen chips compared to Intel.
It's a more balanced chip, if I may say. I think if you're building a super focused setup just for gaming, you can go for the Intels, because the Intels, the 10th generation compared to the 3000, I think the Intels kind of still win by a little bit, right, in terms of gaming. But if you're going to use it for content creation, for any other work that you want to do, I kind of think that the Ryzens are a bit more bang for your buck.
Yeah,
right,
like I am using a Ryzen 9 PC now, and I exported a full HD video in less than 2 minutes just now.
So, yeah, and I think the older generation Ryzens are becoming available for very, very cheap right now. So,
yeah,
and the good thing about AMD Ryzen boards is that if you're going for the AM4 boards, you're still going to be able to upgrade to a 5000 series later on when it becomes more available and cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't go wrong with the AMD build right now, unless, of course, in January, AMD suddenly says, oh yeah, we're going to launch a new chip and it's going to be completely on a new platform. Then you're kind of screwed for that.
Which is technically what we're expecting, because the promise of 2 years for the AM4 platform is already
kind of expired.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting for AMD. They are going to have a launch in January. But again, our advice for you guys out there that are looking to build a PC or buy a laptop or buy a new PC in general, right? Our advice is, right now, if you can
wait,
don't buy anything for now.
Yeah.
And wait until, you know, at least mid of 2022.
But if you really, 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 really need to build a PC, these are our recommendations.
Yeah, or just buy a laptop.
But I think one thing that everybody needs right now is a good monitor.
Yeah, and I think there are plenty of new choices out there, and prices are quite high if you're going for a high-end gaming monitor, but I don't think you should.
Yeah, so both of us have a 2K, 2K?
2K, yeah, yes.
2K
QHD monitor. 27-inch curve display.
With 144 refresh rate.
Yeah, it's not the most accurate display, to be fair, because we would like an IPS panel, but the price doubled from there.
Yeah.
Still, I think if you want a game, get at least something 144Hz. Full HD is fine. You technically don't need 2K or QHD. Don't
or
even
4K.
Think about 4K.
Yeah.
If you're going for something like an RTX 2060 anyway, I think the sweet spot is full HD and 2K displays anyway.
Yeah. Definitely, I think for now 2K is where you want to be.
Yeah.
Especially if you're planning for the future as well. Because we don't really have graphics cards that can push that far unless you're spending about 8,000 on a RTX 3080.
Which is impossible to find also right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, displays, these work.
For us, just gun for 2K.
That's,
you will
I
get
think, the most that you should go for.
Yeah. You'll get full the HD most bang for your buck.
Full HD is really fine. Like, there are really good full HD screens out there now. So, and really cheap, especially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
anything,
the only downside.
75Hz and above is fine. And I kind of think smart monitors are great if you need them for productivity and other general use. Maybe not for gaming.
Yeah.
So, the other thing is that whether you should get like a mechanical or gaming keyboard or mouse or not, I kind of think you don't.
Well, you can go for Logitech starter kit, which is $100 and something ringgit, if I'm not
mistaken. Those are not very expensive. You don't need to get super high-end ones.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point spending $1,000 on keyboard and not have money for displays.
Yeah, so prioritize your display and your setup. If you have enough remaining, go ahead for your keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. And but even other on than the that, end of audio, you can just go for like cheap Logitech speakers. You're fine.
If you want speakers, you have Logitech, you have Altec Lensing, who is back in the market in Malaysia at least.
Well, there is also Edifier and whatever brands there are. There's a lot of brands currently that are not going for very expensive. So
yeah, if you're not looking for speakers, you can invest in a good set of gaming headsets.
Again, I don't think you need gaming headphones.
Yeah.
You can spend on a good pair of headphones that you want to use for general purposes, and you can kind of use that for gaming. You technically don't really need a gaming headphone. Yeah. As long as and there's a have mic on it, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, on top of that, if you're building, if you're getting a laptop, you would already have a mic on the laptop.
Yeah, so you should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't actually have to spend that much on, you know, gaming stuff, right? There are certain things that you definitely want. Like, let's say a monitor that you can go for that does at least 75 to 144 hertz, at least full HD, right? You don't have to spend on high-end graphics cards because you don't need to really game on Ultra. It's small differences here and there, but if you're not going to spend that much on your monitor, you're not going to notice that much of a difference anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you are looking to build a budget gaming PC right now, I kind of think in a total you probably can budget somewhere about 5 to 7,000.
I think to be safe you should be looking at about 6,500 ringgit
ish. There are cheaper setups, but they are not high end. they're entry level stuff. Okay, 4,000 ringgit will give you a decent gaming laptop with entry level specs, kind of.
Yeah. But at the same time, if you want to go for the moon and the stars, you're heading into 8 to 15,000 at least.
At least. But we would recommend you not to, because
yeah,
it's not a good market. It's still, yes, things are appearing in stock and in shelves and things like that, but they are not optimized yet, or they're not favorable just yet, because things are still very expensive. Even if you want to buy a gaming console right now, it's still not ideal because the PlayStation 5 is still sort of out of stock. You can find stocks there and here, and the correct price should be 2000 to 2500 ringgit. Okay, anything more than those, these numbers, don't touch it.
Yeah, I think the current pricing is about 3,000 to 4,000 ringgit.
Don't touch.
Wherever they have stock.
Yeah.
That's a bit much if you're asking me.
Yeah. I once had a quote for 5,000 ringgit. 5,000 for a PlayStation 5. That's not right.
Digital or CD?
CD.
Whoever told you that, please murder him.
No, seriously, but this is the early days of PlayStation 5 when it's still very unavailable, and you go to the store and ask, so you carry the PlayStation 5? Yeah. How much are you selling yours? 5,000 ringgit. Okay. Go to another store. How much is yours? 4,500 ringgit. Okay, never mind. I get the idea.
This reminds me of the time when I was looking for a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. But they were selling it for 3,000 really rare right now, right? So
yeah.
What can you do? Just wait for a while. Be patient. All we are asking you to be is be patient right now. That's I think as much as we ask. But if you're desperate, sure, go ahead. We can't stop you. It's your mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening to our rambling about gaming peripherals and whether or not we need them. You don't, okay? But
you don't need it.
Yeah, but thank you for listening. If you want to give us some feedback, if you want to give us some shout out, do reach out to us. We are available on Spotify, we're available on Apple Podcasts and even Google Podcasts. You can reach out to us also on our social media, that is on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and even LinkedIn. We are TechNTV across the channel, that is TECHENT TV across all of them. Of course, we also have our website, and for all the news that we've spoken about today, you can find them on our website, that is www.techent.tv, that is TECHENT.tv. Go and read whatever that is there. We do reviews as well. We just recently had a review of the Acer Swift X. Was it? Yeah, the Acer Swift X. Yes. and you can have a look at it, at everything on our website, on our YouTube channel as well. Yeah, so that is it for today. Thank you everyone for listening. This has been fun. We'll talk to you again next week. This is Darwin and Jiren signing out. Bye.